story by Theatre Royal Barry St Edmunds.
Turn to face down the high street, with the clock tower behind you. This is the road that leads to the headquarters of horse racing. Imagine the Royal Racing Palace down there on the left, with the kings and queens of England coming here from the 1600s. Now imagine this street today thronging with people on race days. Coaches everywhere, the pubs overflowing, excitement is high, everyone dreaming of a big win. This is where the crowds lead you to the race courses. Convoys of coaches and taxis, full of expectant punters, and everyone's spirits really high. Down on the right, outside one of those pubs, Teresa was on her crutches walking by when a coachload of punters came out and lifted her onto the bus. They were singing so loud, the driver didn't realise he'd kidnapped her. He had to take her back after he dropped the others off. She was furious. "Do I look like I'm dressed for the races?" she said. "No," said the driver. "You haven't got a tit-for on." "You won't read that in the guidebooks." Turn you now round to face the clock tower. A gift to the town by a benefactor in those great Victorian times. Can you imagine having to wind that clock up 115 turns every week? Turn you around now and look for the shoes pub. Head towards it. Oh, there's a busy road here. I reckon you should press pause so you can cross safely, then press play again when you're standing outside the shoes pub facing down Moulton Road. Press pause now. This used to be the Horseshoes, and is a real racing pub where I've had many a good night. You're headed for the end of that road. You can just see some grass in the distance. You're in stable land. Behind these houses is the business end of horse racing. Keep walking, but listen. You may hear horses, a solitary neigh, or crisp metal shoes on cobbles. Keep looking as you pass the entrances. You may see the horses. You will certainly smell the occupants. A warm, sickly smell, but not unpleasant, and very good for the roses. You should soon be at the end of the road. It opens out to a vast grass area called Warren Hill. This is the jewel in the crown, the reason horse racing came here. Well-drained chalk soil, so suitable for training. A ground fit for royalty. There are 81 racehorse trainers in Newmarket today, and about 2,500 horses. These are the busiest gallops in Britain. So protected, even the railway was excluded and had to tunnel beneath. If you stand in the right spot, you can feel the tremors as the Bury train rattles below. When you reach the wooden railings, stop in front of the first lamppost, marked with a 30 miles per hour speed limit sign. You'll get a good view from here. If you are here between 6 a.m. and 11 a.m, you will see strings of brightly coloured horses and jockeys galloping up the hill and stretched out on the return meandering down. The scene always reminds me of cavalry movements before a big battle, networking across this vast expanse, each string intent on pursuing its own business. The finest thoroughbreds in the world trundle past, waiting for their turn to explode into a gallop up the hill. Astride them, the young lads and lasses with their own hopes and dreams, trusted with their care, even though the horses are worth more than their home or probably even their whole street. It can be a fragile existence. In April, Jamie fell off as his horse slipped. He's won a lot of races. He probably will be back, but it'll be a long time. This isn't just a joyride. Now the owners and trainers watch on, harbouring their own hopes and dreams as to the progress of their steeds, watching every movement with a critical eye and experienced look. Imagine you are mounted on one of the horses, galloping up the hill, the sand or polytrack billowing behind. I always think of loud orchestral music as I thunder up the hill, the horse's hooves beating the ground as the heartbeat of the horse accelerates to produce that awesome horsepower. You can hear the breathing of your mount. You're listening to how hard they blow, how long they blow as they thunder on. It's just you and the beautiful symmetry of the human's best friend below enjoying their freedom. The wind on your face and the vibration of that big-hearted beast beneath you provide an exhilarating experience. When I bestride him, I soar. I am a hawk. He trots the air. The earth sings when he touches it. The bassist horn of his hoof is more musical than the pipe of Hermes. That's William Shakespeare from Henry V. You reach the top and start to slow down. The steam wafting from the sweat beneath you as you join the string and slowly meander back. You need to repeat this again in a race, because there is no feeling like winning. This drives you on day in and day out to earn that chance. Oh, look at the top of the hill. You're being watched. Warren Towers houses one of the richest men in the world when he isn't running Dubai. Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, patriarch of the Godolphin Racing Empire, overlooks this spectacle and new market beneath. His staff call him Sheikh Mo. You might also be watched by history. Fred Archer was a champion jockey in the Victorian era. They called him the Tin Man due to his love of money. He tragically killed himself whilst only 29, following losing his son and wife in quick succession and struggling with his weight. He had typhoid and didn't know what he was doing. However, since 1927, there are numerous sightings of Fred and his trusted grey steed, Scotch Pearl, on the racecourse and galloping up Warren Hill. A legend of the turf is still here. and still wedded to this magical place. Listen to the birds. Smell the endeavor, capture the hopes and dreams, then examine the scene beneath you. You have experienced the engine room of the Sport of Kings. By the way, my name's Fred. I love it here. And I'll never leave. You've been listening to Newmarket, Hopes, Dreams and Legends by Keith Hoddy. Read by me, Terry Malloy. With sound design and original music by David Lewington. This was a walking story by Theatre Royal, Bury St Edmunds.